Chapter 43. Assistant District Attorney Martin Reagan relaxed in his chair and smiled at his visitor.
"It's so rare that we get to see an actual police chief," Reagan said. "To what do we owe the honor?"
"I wanted to bask in the glow of your greatness," Jesse said.
"Bask all you want," Reagan said. "Just don't touch anything. What brings you to the hallowed halls of justice?"
"An incident that took place at the junior high school. 14-year-old girl took Eleanor Nelson hostage, held her at gunpoint. On the surface, it would appear as if the girl acted criminally. When you look deeper, however, it turns out she was the victim of continued abuse by a gang of other girls. When she reached out to Mrs. Nelson, she was backhandedly dismissed. Kid thought about killing herself, nearly a repeat of the situation in South Hadley. Kid killed herself because no one stood up for her."
"And you're going to stand up for this kid?" Marty Reagan said.
"You bet I am." Reagan flashed Jesse a smile. Then he said,
"Are you thinking you might want to bring charges against the principal?"
"I might be."
"Why?"
"She should be held accountable. She behaved unconscionably."
"You think she broke the law?"
"That's a lawyer question, not a policeman question," Jesse said.
"Was there anything else?"
"Maybe."
"Do you want to tell me about it?"
"Not yet."
"Do you want to give me a hint?"
"There's a likelihood of sexual misconduct on the part of one of the junior high teachers."
"A likelihood?"
"Yes."
"And you're investigating this likelihood," Reagan said.
"Yes."
Reagan sat thinking for several moments.
"Get me the information. I'll work with you on this, Jesse."
"Thanks, Marty," Jesse said, as he stood up.
"It's always a pleasure."
The assistant district attorney stood and reached for Jesse's hand.
"Carol keeps asking when we're going to see you. It's been too long."
"It has. Let me get the season underway. This one promises to be a doozy."
"A doozy?"
"Pretty much."
Jesse was waiting when Stuart Tauber left the junior high school in the late afternoon. Tauber was headed for the parking lot when Jesse intercepted him.
"Mr. Tauber," he said.
Tauber slowed and looked at Jesse. He was soft and overweight, which he tried to conceal behind a houndstooth jacket and baggy slacks. He was pasty-faced with thinning hair. His eyes darted this way and that, avoiding contact with Jesse's.
"Yes," he said.
"Have you got a moment?" Jesse said.
"Only just," Tauber said. "What can I do for you?"
"Jesse Stone," Jesse said. He didn't extend his hand.
"I know who you are," Tauber said. "Your reputation precedes you."
"Oh," Jesse said. "What reputation is that?"
"Your serious alcohol-related issues."
"And you know about that because?"
"Let's just say that people in a small town have a tendency to talk."
"So that's it, then? That's the talk? My whole reputation?"
"That's not enough," Tauber said.
"What about the good stuff?"
"I beg your pardon?"
"The good stuff. Isn't any good stuff a part of my reputation?"
"I heard you had a smart mouth. Is this an example of it?"
"I don't think you like me, Mr. Tauber."
"For the record, no. I don't like you or what you stand for."
"For the record," Jesse said.
"Was there something you wanted to see me about, Chief Stone?"
"Actually, there was."
"Do you want to tell me about it?"
"I wanted to see who you were."
"Because?"
"Because your reputation precedes you."
"What's that supposed to mean?"
"I think you know what it means."
"I think this conversation is over,"
Tauber said as he started to walk away.
"You're in my sights, Tauber."
"Is that some kind of threat, Stone?"
"It is what it is," Jesse said.
"You keep away from me," Tauber said.
"Is that some kind of threat, Tauber?"
"I'm a respected member of the education community," Tauber said. "I don't take kindly to harassment."
"Harassment?"
"You heard me."
"You've only just begun to hear me, Mr. Tauber," Jesse said.
"Keep away from me, Stone," Tauber said.
He hurried off. Jesse watched him go.